Hello again. You're with the news at one, and we're turning next to the latest crime detection figures released this morning by the Central Statistics Office. They suggest that the ability of Gardaí to solve sex crimes has dropped, and that only around one-fifth of sex offences reported to the Gardaí lead to a prosecution. They also show that while crime rates are highest in Dublin, the capital has the lowest detection rates. For more, we can talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what do these figures say about specific crimes? Bring us through them, if you would.
Well, obviously, the Gardaí's ability, Rachel, to solve crime and gather sufficient evidence to bring offenders before the courts is fundamental to public confidence in the Gardaí and the justice system. And today's figures show that a large volume of sex crimes and other offences which have been reported to the Gardaí have not been solved, and that the detection rate has fallen. 8% of sex offences were detected last year. That's a drop of 1% over a year. The CSO also says that around a fifth of reported crime involving sex offences lead to a charge or summons. 8% of fraud offences were also detected. That's a figure that has remained static. Less than a quarter of burglary and robbery offences were solved last year. Less than a third of thefts were detected. The figures look better for violent, serious and organised crime, with more than four in five homicides detected at 82%. And that actually increased from 74% in 2022. Almost four-fifths of all drugs crime and three-quarters of all weapons and explosives offences were solved. And 28% of cases of assault, harassment and attempted murder, however, were solved last year. That's a drop of 3% in the detection rate there.
What else stands out for you?
Well, there's a broader picture in the sense that overall the figures show detection rates in eight serious crime categories were equal or below the rate for the previous year. While crime rates were found to be highest in Dublin, the detection rates in the capital were the lowest. Males were also nominated for more than 90% of weapons, explosives, homicide and related offences. However, females were suspected of carrying out more than a third of theft offences. Men are identified, not surprisingly enough, as the suspected offender for most detected crimes, particularly for sex offences, where 92% of the offenders were male. And then offenders overall are usually aged between 18 and 44 when they commit offences.
There's lots of food for thought here. Has there been any reaction to these figures?
Yeah, the Gardaí issued a statement just before 1 o'clock today saying that investigations, particularly into sexual offences, can take years and that detection rates improve over time. And they're correct in that. That's borne out by CSO figures, because if you look for sex offences, for example, while the detection rate for 2022 was 9% and 8% for last year, for 2019 it's 25%. The Gardaí also say a crime is only marked as detected when there's a charge, but that's not possible in all cases, and particularly in historic cases and historic sex offences where an offender has died. They also point out that they've significantly developed their investigative capacity. They've established National and Divisional Protective Services Bureau in relation to sex offences. They say that has had a positive effect on prosecutions and convictions. The Dublin Rape Crisis Centre says something similar. It also points to the time lag associated between the detection of sexual crimes and the reporting of them. However, it points out that it means that somewhere between 70 and 80% of sexual offences reported to the Gardaí remain undetected, and says that while there are many reasons behind this figure, people can understand that from a victim's perspective, this can be very dispiriting and demoralising.
Paul, thanks indeed. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.